As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
I feel uncomfortable. Oh, I'm getting chills. Okay, I'm freaking out.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you again for joining us. This week, we discussed the Dead Files episode called From Beyond. It was season 5, episode 6, and original air date was June 6th of 2015. So, Amy, you picked this. Do you want to tell the people why we chose this one?
For sure. I think I mentioned this last time when we talked about it, but it's been on my list for a long time. I didn't remember it. I just had written aliens in all caps with a few exclamation points
that
behind
it. That sounds right.
So I was like, all right. Apparently years ago, I put that on my list. And so, yeah. So we just dove right in. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you think? I don't think there was any like super trigger warnings. I mean, there was some, it's just, the huge
slavery,
icky slavery shit. But, we didn't get into it.
And there wasn't even any like real true crime. No Mm-mm. murders, nothing.
Nope.
It was just slavery.
Yeah.
I mean, just quote unquote.
Yeah. But all we did is no more than what we talked about here.
No.
Except,
But yeah, it was a fairly triggerless episode.
Yeah.
Which we don't get very often. So enjoy. Often. Yeah. Often.
Often. Yes.
Die on that hill. Often.
All right. I guess that's it. I hope you enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show.
Hello,
everybody, and welcome back. Today, as mentioned, we are discussing From Beyond, which was picked by our delightful Amy. So she is here with your overview. Amy, take it away.
Thank you, Megan.
You're welcome. If this doesn't work out, I feel like I have a career in announcing.
I think you do. You certainly have the experience. You've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah.
3+. This week, we're headed to Macon, Georgia, where things are getting real for Jeff, his wife Tammy, and their teen kids, Jessica and Hunter. Strange happenings are the norm in their house. Shadow figures, phantom footsteps, and even furniture moving around when no one's home. But their biggest concern? Jessica. She seems to be the main target of physical attacks, and let's just say that's not the kind of attention any teen wants. At first, this case feels like your standard haunting, until Amy Allen steps in. She encounters an old man who calls himself the Watcher, because that's not unsettling at all. He wants to control the living by doing delightfully horrifying things, like skittering across the floor like a giant spider. Nope, no thank you. Then there are the little shadow figures that look like children, but are they? Spoiler, probably not. Meanwhile, Jessica describes her dreams, though they don't seem like dreams as much as terrifying otherworldly experiences. Steve does his thing, digging into the land's history. Turns out past property owners were farmers and, you guessed it, slave traders. Oh, and let's not forget the Civil War battle that took place right where the house sits. So, plenty of material for a haunting. At the reveal, Amy and Steve connect the dots on most of the entities, but the final sketch drops a bombshell twist that changes everything. Just when you think you've got it figured out, bam, we're talking aliens. Will the family follow Amy's advice? And more importantly, will the activity continue? Stay tuned to find out. I like that you were like acting it out. That's good.
I was.
So we use that for the video version.
I was trying. Okay. That's what I thought at the end, especially like aliens. Your favorite.
My favorite. So we have to discuss the main frustration in this episode.
Thank God I saw your notes first, because if not, I would have...
I was like,
lost my mind.
It didn't say like 16 hours after or whatever. Uh-huh. And then it didn't say the client's name. And what it did is when it came on, where it normally says, I don't know, some
whatever text
disclaimer shit in the beginning, it just had that skull that comes out.
And it looked, how do I say this? It looked like a bad recording placed over a good recording, because mm-hmm. at least on my TV, I could see lines in the picture. At one point, it was like a diagonal in my screen.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on? But then the actual show was fine.
Yeah. I think what that was is that when the production company is doing like the first draft or whatever, that they throw that skull thing in there to alert the person that does the captions that this is where they're supposed to insert it.
And they didn't.
Because there was nothing throughout the entire episode. Nothing. This was on Max, or, you know, Discovery Plus / mm-hmm. Max. Mm-hmm. That's where Megan and I both watch it. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until I got to the end when Amy does her voiceover and says, blah, 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 we hope that they do what I said and they'll be happy, blah, blah, blah. And then it has they did it or they didn't do it. None of that. It was just black and it went to the next episode. And I'm like, what the actual mm-hmm. fuck? So then I went to Hulu and it was all there. So I think that that might just be a production thing. And those like flashes of the skull, which I have seen before, but it's not common.
Yeah.
I think those are like placeholders for where they're supposed to put the I think what they call them is like scene cards or something mm-hmm. in. And they just didn't do that.
Yeah.
So it was bizarre.
It was very bizarre.
But they had to have done it at some point because it was in the Hulu version. It just wasn't in the, what you call
other.
It?
Discovery Plus Max.
Discovery Plus, yeah. Anyway, that was frustrating.
So welcome to our show.
Yeah. So if you're going to watch this one and you like to know the people's names and, you know, where they are and all that kind of shit, you probably want to watch it on Hulu if you can.
Don't watch it on Max or Discovery Plus. Yeah. Or listen to the show and then watch it so you are aware of who is who.
That's right. That'll work.
You're welcome. We're here for you.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so as I had mentioned, they're in Macon, Georgia. And
Macon.
And Steve says, Amy and I got called in by a guy named Jeff. I thought it was interesting that he made it sound like, I don't know, that he included Amy, I guess. It seems like mm-hmm. he doesn't normally say that, I don't think.
I think he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. What do I know? My memory's like a colander.
I feel like he always says, I got a call from. That
maybe
we
right.
got a call
see,
from,
I
you know?
Don't know.
I don't
have
know.
To look at our past episodes and see what the script says.
We'll see when we do the next one. What happens?
Which
there.
By then I'll have forgotten. So I hope Amy remembers.
I probably won't remember either.
Colander, just just dropping through.
Right through.
Just in and out.
Yep. Well, this is another one where if Amy and Steve can't fix this, you know, it's their last hope.
Right. Right. So get your bingo cards out.
Yeah. Get your bingo cards out because last hope's going to be on this one.
Fun fact. So when I lived all over the world, at one point I lived in Tennessee and my now ex-husband was living. He was going to officer training school for the Navy in Florida. So I would drive from Tennessee to Florida to see him because I was the only one who put forth any effort in that relationship, which is common for me. And so one time it was... I was so tired because I would get up at like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I would get to Florida at a decent time so I could spend time with him. So I was so tired, I had to pull over to sleep. And I pulled over into a gas station in Macon, Georgia. And my fan for my car, because I was in my VW Bug and I had the AC on because it was the fucking south in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And the fan broke and it woke me up with the most horrendously loud fan sound coming from my car.
My God.
I was 20, what was this, 24 at the time, like just out of college. No, it was a wreck. It was a nightmare.
Wow. So how did you get it fixed? Did someone just pull over and help you? Or?
I called his uncles because his uncles were very mechanically inclined. Mm-hmm. And I let them hear the sound and they were like, well, that's just your AC fan. It broke, so you won't have AC, but it's you can still drive on it. So I just drove without AC.
Oh, okay. Oh, that must have been fun.
It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I there's bet. My connection to Macon, Georgia.
Okay. I have never been to Georgia, Macon or otherwise.
Macon or
anywhere. I do have a friend that lives in Georgia, though.
Oh. You should go visit her.
Yeah. I don't really want to go to Georgia, though.
Mm, yeah.
It's hot and it's red. And that doesn't sound like something that I would enjoy.
Well, yeah. Plus, you're a woman, so you lose all rights as soon as you enter the state. They actually make you give your woman card away.
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh, and you don't have kids? Mm-hmm. And you didn't take your husband's last name?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm one of those uppity women.
Yeah. Thinks they're too good for us.
That's right. It's probably all right, going to the South. Uh-huh. Anyway. So, okay. Amy right away sees somebody that is hurting her. It's very chaotic, distracting. She feels very ill and has pain.
It's bad. She said, I feel extremely ill, really bad, and very painful. So I think she feels what she's feeling is really painful.
Yeah.
What she feels is really painful.
Right. So we learn about the family, which I already mentioned. Mm-hmm. We did know, both of us, that it was kind of a funny scene where client Jeff says, it's myself, my wife, Tammy, Jessica, my child, and my son, Hunter.
And I'm like, the first thing I thought of was like, why would you call Jessica your daughter?
Yeah, it's why, like, is my child? My child, but my son is Hunter.
He's the son.
It was odd. I mean, yeah, why didn't he call her daughter? And then Steve goes, you mentioned that you're really concerned about your youngest daughter. And I'm like, otherwise known as your only daughter.
Your only daughter.
Unless there was another daughter that didn't make the picture or the episode.
But he would have, I mean, why would he have left another child out?
Yeah.
That does, it just, it was a very weird way of introducing her. It was her.
A very weird way of introducing very that, the family.
Kind of patriarchal way of introducing it.
Yeah.
Was
any hoodle. Anyway. So he says he's very protective of her and she's the one that's getting attacked. So, you know, there's that. And then he says that they've been living there for 23 years since 1991.
Which is funny because Steve goes, the house looks pretty new. How long have you lived here? And Jeff's like, we actually built it in 91. So like 23 years ago.
Yeah. And then Steve goes, so why are you calling us now? And that cracked me up because it sounded like he was like, oh, this has been going on for a while and you're just now calling us.
Yeah.
We know that when you just because you call Dead Files doesn't mean they're going to race out of there and be there by 3 o'clock. I mean, it'll take a year and a half sometimes.
Especially given how, you know, this show was, when did it air? 2015, 2016?
I don't remember.
I mean, I feel like it was pretty far in the show where there was probably a significant wait.
Yes, I think
it wasn't like right away
where
in the show started where they were like, we don't have anything. Let's go talk to Elvis, the dandelion man.
Because that's what it was before.
That's the episode one.
2015, you're right.
Yeah. So it's been going on for a few years. So they've probably built up quite a backlog at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably did. It probably took some time to get there.
Steve's like,
what
the fuck? And Jeff's like, what the fuck you? Because we called 4 years ago. And
we've been waiting on your ass for all this time.
Steven.
Anyway.
That's even your name.
Yeah. So Amy sees this older man. He's talking about two important bedrooms. There's a male and a female in these two rooms. And they're having the problems. I think that's the kids, right? Did you get that?
That's what I got.
That was
yes,
the kids.
That's the kids.
And the younger guy is accusing him of being abusive. There's a relationship here. I'm thinking father, son, father, grandson. I thought she was talking about living people in the house. And
me
I
too.
Was like, are we going to find out that dad is abusive?
I mean,
no.
Probably to his child, not his son.
No, actually, not. I thought this family was really sweet. Yeah. I thought it was weird the way he introduced his daughter, but I liked him. I liked all of the family members. They were all cool.
They were. I mean, they weren't a Britney. They were very sweet. They did seem like a very close knit family.
Yeah.
You know, especially as we learn later when Jessica talks about in the reveal, she gets into the dynamic that she and Hunter had. It is clear that they are a close family, and they were very sweet.
Yeah. But it was confusing the way that they clipped that together or the way and I kept saying, is she talking about ghosts? She was talking about ghosts. And
Amy,
then
can you be a little bit more clear in your readings.
You had a funny comment here while Jeff is explaining to Steve about when they when they walked into the living room and the fireplace poker started doing this, shaking all about.
So I was like, I bet off camera, Steve, because you know how Steve likes to have people like, push me, show me how it did.
Yeah.
Steve was like, show me how the pokers moved. What did it look like? Oh, okay, Steve. It was like this and then and
like this.
And it was like, then I was digging through the archives and then the fucking pokers moved. And my son Hunter was like, I don't know. And then my child Jessica was over in the corner. We don't care what she was doing. She's just a girl. But really, the pokers moved.
Oh God! That really—I'm
just—I really am getting.
That really lived its own life.
That really took. I was not in control of what.
No, I could tell.
I was the vessel. I will say, I'm giving Jeff a lot of shit, but he was very—I really did like him, and I did think he really was concerned for Jessica.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
I'm just giving him shit, but Jeff, if you're listening, I really do like you.
Yeah.
Yep. Jeff's like, oh, thank God I can sleep at night.
God,
not in this house,
worried.
But.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Jeff talks about how the when they came home from church or something, I can't remember where they went. And he said the sofa was pulled. What? It wasn't? What?
No, I'm just like upset at remembering this because when he was describing it, I was like literally getting chills.
Yeah, it was church. I scrolled up a little. It was church. The whole family was together. They came home. The sofa was pulled out from the wall. The other sofa was pulled out from the wall and facing a different area, a different direction. And then the recliner was pulled out and facing the window. And
there's a Megan-shaped hole in the wall because fuck no. When you're moving my furniture and like, I'm sorry, a sofa is not easy to move. It's not like Steve was like, well, was it the dogs? And Jeff was like, yeah, they just really didn't like the feng shui of the room.
Yeah.
But like, you can't just easily move a sofa, two sofas.
Right.
And a recliner.
Those recliners are hella heavy.
Especially if it was a lazy boy.
Yeah. With the cup holders and all that.
With
those
cup holders.
Those are heavy.
Yeah. So like, and then Steve goes, nothing was breached. Who says that?
A cop says that.
I was like, former Steven
cop. Yeah, breached.
But
yeah,
oh my God, can you imagine coming home? Amy would be like, whoa, whoa, what are they doing now? Amy would
I
be
guess
so
you guys
nonchalant.
Were
yeah
guess you guys were just moving shit aside so you could dance in the middle or something.
Can you please not move it, though? Like, it took me a really long time to set it up. That's how Amy would react. Greg would be like, oh, someone broke in.
Yeah. It was, we were breached.
I was just going to say, Greg would be like, we were breached. Greg would find an excuse for what happened.
Yeah, he would. He would probably blame it on Vivian.
Yeah, the smallest, the fucking 2-pound dog moves your sofa.
A little bit more than that, but she got a haircut today, so she lost at least a pound in hair. She looks real fucking cute. Oh, she's looking her hoo-ha right
she's
now.
Looking her butt.
I'm not going to turn my camera around.
Don't,
she,
no.
Second,
don't.
I was like, oh, I could turn my camera. Her foot went up. Okay.
She knows.
So, anyway, we go to Tammy next. We meet Tammy. She's the wife / mother.
Of the
slash
child.
Lady woman of the house.
Of the
what?
She's the mother of the child.
The mother of the child. Yeah. She's probably the mother of the son too. I'm not sure about that.
Probably.
Probably.
So Steve's talking to her and he's like, oh, there's a lot of stuff going on with Jessica. That's gotta kill you as a mom. And I'm like, fucking Captain Obvious. Like,
yeah. He likes to state the obvious.
Oh, I'm sure the producers are telling him, but like,
yeah.
Can we maybe finesse it a little bit more?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was
again,
like,
he needs a thesaurus.
He does need a thesaurus. You're damn right.
So Tammy was laying in bed and felt somebody grab her. She could feel the mattress go down and pulled the covers tight over her leg. I guess it didn't really grab her. Steve said, are you sure it wasn't a dream? To which I said, are you boozing? She said it was not a dream.
Yeah. And no.
Then Steve asked Tammy, what do you think this is? And she, instead of replying, oh, it's probably a demon, she replied, I have no idea, Steve. All I know is it's dangerous.
Which I especially thought that they were going to go there because in the intro, Steve introduced them as a family of faith. And so I was just waiting for somebody yeah. to say it feels evil and it's a demon. Yeah. I was waiting yeah. for it. It yep. never, she I did not too. Say it there. I for sure thought it she was going to be there. She yeah. didn't though. She did was too. Like, Steve, I don't fucking know. Isn't that no. your fucking job?
Yeah. That's what you're here for.
Yeah.
We did have one person that said that recently. She's like, well, that's what I called you.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I mean, she didn't say it like that, but that's how I heard it.
That's how I
would have said it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Amy now sees this creepy person, and he likes to do creepy shit to freak them out. And Matt asks what, and she says he'll come in at night, move around like a big spider on the floor on all fours. But they're seeing like this dark thing, you know, moving around the floor in the room, going under the bed. And this freaks people out. Or he stands in the corner and watches people. Yeah. That would freak people out. You yeah. had a question about why this
Who
episode.
Who keeps choosing the episodes with the spiders? Because this is like the fifth one in a row where Amy's like, I see a lot of little spidery things.
Yeah. Or this guy has long legs out like a spider when he stands
up. And
he
kind of morphs like a spider.
We have seen a lot of those. I will say that at least one of them you picked.
I did.
Because you texted me and you were yep. like, I changed my episode. Yes.
I did
but
text
I didn't
that.
Let her. We were already done. I'd
she
already
was
seen it.
So mean. I cried and she was like, no, I don't care.
Too bad. She's too bad. Like, so sad.
Too bad. So sad. We're doing this.
Yep.
Yeah. It was not great. I as soon as Amy said that in the show, I'm like, fucking spiders. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we meet Hunter, Jeff and Tammy's son.
Mm-hmm. Not He's a ginger.
And he sees a shadowy man. And let's see what else. It was
There's
not
a
the
lot
blinds.
Of deer on the walls. There's a lot
yes,
of deer.
Yes, I did notice a lot of deer
Especially
heads
in his
on the walls.
Room. He has yeah. a lot of deer. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
You do you. I mean, but yeah. it was just a lot of deer on the walls.
It was.
I could not imagine waking up in the middle of the night and you look up and there's a fucking deer looking at you.
No.
Mm-mm.
I couldn't do that either.
No.
Then we talk to Jessica. Now she's the one that's really being targeted. And she says she has drawers open up by themselves. And they open up so far that they're almost falling out of the dresser. It's not just like a little bit. They're open an inch. They're really far out.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised then, Steve didn't say, show me.
Yeah.
Can you show me?
Maybe she already had.
Maybe. And they just cut it.
Yeah. And then she sees what she thought was a man in her room. And he was going through her paperwork on her table and she heard the paper shuffling and that's why she woke up.
Rude.
And she turned, called out to him and he didn't answer. So she turned on the light. She came back and the papers were all moved. They were open originally. They were open when originally they were closed. Which
nosy.
You were nosy and rude. Yes. But are we sure that was a ghost?
Yeah, what time of year was it? Could she have had a window open? Could there have been a fan going? Could there have been a animal?
I'm just thinking, what if it was a real person?
What if they were breached?
That got into her house. What if they were breached? That's right. Or it was her dad or her brother.
But
I don't know why a ghost would be going through your paperwork.
Maybe he just wants to know what you're doing.
It's going to help you with your book report.
He's like, oh, this algebra is fucking hard. I'm going to help her out. I could have used that ghost in high school.
Yeah, that would have been helpful for me too.
Letters do not belong in math.
Yeah. I didn't like that either.
Yeah, I don't. That's probably, this is a very, very strong case. That is probably the weakest link in this case because it's the thing that's most explained by something else.
Well, if you know that nobody got in your house, I'm just thinking, I guess, because I saw this show, movie, series. I never finished it because it was so icky.
Frogger?
The one about the super religious family who was friends with another super religious family. And they basically gave their daughter to this neighbor.
Yes.
And,
yes. Yeah. I actually watched that documentary.
Oh, I watched the documentary too. But there was a scripted episode or a scripted show. And I tried to watch it and I couldn't. Yeah, it's a very awful, awful story. Mm-hmm. But he used to crawl into her room at night and her parents didn't know that she was in the room. But okay. That he was in the room, I mean.
given what they did, I don't think they'd care. I mean, everybody in that family slept with him. The dad, the mom.
Yeah.
They didn't care.
No. That was weird.
He probably could have just walked in through the front door and walked up the stairs. And they would have been like, oh, you're going to go see our daughter? Oh. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, she has nightmares all the time. She sleepwalks. And you said John sleepwalks?
If John is super, super, super drunk, which doesn't happen often anymore, he sleepwalks. And it is fucking terrifying. One night, we had just started dating. He had just moved into his apartment. It was so Blair Witch. Like, he got up. And I didn't know that he would sleep. He sleepwalked at this time because we had only been dating for maybe 2 or 3 months. And so I was staying over in Sin. And he was, he had drunk a lot the night. And so he was, you know, sleepwalking. Got up, stood in the corner and faced the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't move. Then walked around. Crawled onto the bed, literally crawled on top of me like I wasn't there, and then moved next to me and laid down and went to sleep.
Oh my God.
Didn't remember any of it. Eyes completely open. We've had entire conversations before when he's sleepwalking and I don't realize it.
Wow.
It is really, really, really scary to see someone sleepwalking, in my opinion. Yeah. It's just creepy. Yeah.
There's a lady that both Megan and I watch on TikTok.
Selena. Spooky Boo.
She's hilarious. I know that it's really uncomfortable and awful for her when she's doing it, but it's so funny the things that she does. And then her husband just sits there in bed laughing.
She is hilarious.
She is very funny.
Mm-hmm. Canadian.
I like her a lot.
I love her.
Yeah. She's great.
So if you are on TikTok, you should watch her because she's an author. Sleepwalking is just a little part of her. She has a podcast. Her husband has a TBI, so they've been open mm-hmm. about his struggles with that. Mm-hmm. They've been open about her struggles with infertility, and mm-hmm. She's just a beautiful person.
Yeah, she is. I love her.
Yeah.
Okay, so Jessica says that some of these dreams she has, it's outside, the sky is red, everything almost has a red tint, people are dancing, and everyone would just stop and turn their head like they were looking at something, but then she'd wake up.
That's really creepy because I just picture a group of people at the exact same moment turning their head to look.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've seen that sort of thing in TV shows or movies before mm-hmm. too. The Traitors does that with everybody in their cloaks at their masks and they all turn their head at the same time. It's really creepy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But this is where I went, I don't think that's a dream.
I wonder that too.
Actually be happening.
Yeah, I wonder that too because it just didn't have a dream feel to it.
Yeah. I mean, it kind of does, but at the same time, it's so specific and I feel like, I don't know.
I mean,
and then in the next scene, Amy mm-hmm. says, I don't know if these are just nightmares she's having. When she's having these experiences, I think there's another force here and it's causing a lot of physical phenomena. And then she says, what the beep?
In Jessica's defense, though, I do have extremely vivid dreams. Mm-hmm. And so it could just be that it's a super vivid dream. But yeah, I don't think it is either.
But didn't she say it was recurring?
Yes.
Like it's happened before. It's
yeah.
So that tells me that, I don't know, maybe not. Mm-hmm. Knowing what we know at the outcome, I think that this is not a dream.
Mm-hmm.
When Steve is talking to Jessica and she says about how she got scratches on her. Mm-hmm. And she said it only happened like 3 times. And he goes, only 3 times? Do you hear what you're saying?
Yeah, yeah.
He says, I have a daughter, 23 years old. I couldn't imagine her coming to me and telling me stuff like you said. That would kill me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, Steve, don't make me love you.
Yeah.
That was
don't
very
worry.
Sweet.
He won't.
No, I know. He's always going to call me a libtard. No.
Yep.
Then it's over.
Yep. And then what does she say? What does Jessica say?
I feel like there's evil in here. I wanted to leave. Yep.
Bingo card. Evil.
You did. There's evil in here.
Yep.
It'll be on your bingo card.
Bingo card.
Thank you for listening. The Activity Continues. We'll be back after this short break. Have you ever wanted to sip on something that tastes like a potion and feels like a spell without waking up to a haunted inbox of regret the next day? Yeah, us too. That's why we're still obsessed with 3-Spirit, our favorite line of plant-based, non-alcoholic elixirs. These drinks are not your average just-add-bubbles mocktails. No, ma'am. These are mood-shifting, spirit-lifting, botanically-enhanced brews made by actual plant nerds, bar wizards, and maybe a forest witch or two. Whether you're conjuring courage for a social gathering, chilling out with your spirit guides, or just vibing solo while listening to a paranormal podcast, like, I don't know, this one, there's a blend for you. Our go-to, the Nightcap. It's like a hug from a friendly ghost. Smooth, dreamy, and perfect before bed. But don't sleep on the others. Each one has its own magic. You can get 15% off your first order with our link. Just head to 3spiritdrinks.com and use code THEACTIVITYCONTINUES at checkout. So raise your glass or your cauldron and drink to your health, your spirits, and maybe even the activity that continues. All right, so now we're in segment 2, Digging through the Archives.
Digging through the Archives.
And we're going to meet Cecil.
Cecil. I love that name.
Cecil Etheridge Jr.
Wonder if he's related to Melissa.
I don't know. I thought of that when I was typing his name in.
Nice.
Before I realized that the cards were, you know, scene cards, whatever you really call them, before I realized those were on Hulu, I started Googling Cecil, genealogist in Macon, Georgia, to see if I could find out what his last name was.
Did you?
No. No. I didn't find out until I went to Hulu. Anyway, so this is Cecil Etheridge Jr., the genealogist.
Not a gynecologist. And that should be on the bingo card, too.
Oh, yeah. That's on all of them.
Yeah.
Well, only, I mean, if we're going to do ones for each episode, if he didn't talk to a genealogist, it won't be on there. But
well, yeah, true.
So we hear about this man named John Martin. He's mm-hmm. He owns 33 slaves. He's the one that's a farmer and a slave trader. And they don't really say that much about him. In 1837, he sells his property to a man named Alexander Hunt, who is also a slave owner. And Alexander had 38 slaves. It's almost like they're in a competition or something.
Probably.
And we should have known this was going to
Steve says such a stupid comment. He goes, wow, all right. For some reason, this property has an abundance of slaves. And I'm like, Steve, it's the South in the 1800s.
That's the reason.
What property didn't have slaves in the 1800s?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, it wasn't a weird coincidence. Like, well, by golly gosh, two of these owners kept slaves.
Yeah. Who knew? Huh.
Well, shoot the horse and slap me silly. That is odd. For this time. Boy, oh boy. Not odd, Steve. No.
So then Amy sees another man. He's got issues. He's very angry. He's 6 feet tall, big guy, big round guy, big chubby and built. He's like sweating and he's really angry and hot. That does not sound like somebody I would like to be around.
No.
But he is very protective of the space. He doesn't want anybody else down here. Is she down in the basement? I don't remember where she is. So we then learn about this man. Oh, Joshua Harris is another.
Who really downsized because he only had 6 slaves. Yeah. He was basically doing the work himself.
Yeah. 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 But then things are going pretty good until the Civil War comes. Mm-hmm. 1862, one of his sons joins the Confederate Army. That man's name's James. And he was 20, and he was captured and held as a prisoner of war. Then he has another son, a year younger, named Franklin. Franklin did not join.
This, what Cecil gave as a reason, to me was so fucking dumb, in my opinion, because he didn't join, and Steve's like, why not? And Cecil's like, I got the impression that his dad encouraged him, but you know how sometimes children are, no matter what you ask them to do, they do just the opposite.
Yeah.
Maybe, I'm throwing this out here, maybe he felt like owning human beings was wrong.
Right.
And he didn't want to fight for that. I mean, I'm not saying that, but like...
There's a good chance. I mean, maybe he just was a scaredy cat too, but you know...
It, Like, that is probably, like, not even the top five reasons why this kid. No kid is going to be like, well, I know you want me to join, Daddy, but I'm not going to just because you want me to. Like,
yeah.
If he really believed in the cause, he would have joined.
Right. Right. That was weird. So then they, let's see, there's always a rebellious one in the crowd, he says.
Which was Franklin, apparently.
Franklin,
he didn't want to.
So then this is where I started thinking, okay, so the father, son that Amy's seeing is maybe these guys.
Mm-hmm. Josh, right?
Yeah.
Joshua Harris and Franklin.
Joshua is the dad. James is the brother. Right?
Yeah. But didn't she say it was a father, son? So couldn't it be Joshua,
you're right,
Franklin?
You're right. It would have been Joshua and Franklin, probably. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Amy, then she sees an older and a younger man again, and they're fighting. It's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. The young guy was saying this old man was abusive, physically abusive. And this is where I realized she was talking about ghosts and not the family at the house. Mm-hmm. And she says, this dad ruled with an iron fist, and I heard words, which was father, landowner, slave. And I said, oh, my.
And I said, title. Because you know how we do it. And
that's right.
I mean, me.
That's
right. You guys, I think I've got a really good name for this episode.
Let's hear it.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Three
Whatever
things.
It is. Three things plus oh, my.
Three nouns and a oh, my.
Yep.
What do you think? We've never done it before.
We've never done that. Groundbreaking. Groundbreaking.
We'll blow them all away. We'll be like, how has it taken them three seasons to get to this?
We were going to do every episode this season with that format.
We were.
But then I got like into the third episode and I'm like, it's kind of played out. And then I renamed the second episode so
say?
I didn't have to do
no,
that.
It's not played out. That was just you. Your negativity is brought to the party.
That's right. That's what it is. All right. So we talked to Michael Schaffer, a Civil War expert. Mm-hmm. And let's see. What do we have going on with him?
Searching through records, I found a battle that broke out. It was bloody battle.
Bloody battle.
He really is. Brooklyn came out there. This was a very bloody battle.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Steve Brooklyn.
Yep. At least he didn't say it was brutal. A brutal bloody battle.
A brutal. Oh, alliteration. Missed opportunity, Steve.
Yep. They meet in the cemetery and they do this because Joshua Harris, that father who owned the property before the Civil War, was buried right there. You could throw a rock and hit him.
And I'm like, I feel like he expected Steve to give more of a reaction than he did. Because the way he, like, Michael really built it up. He was buried right here. And Steve was like.
Yeah.
And.
Cool.
cool story, brah.
That's a beginning, a middle, and an end.
And then you found $5.
So then they talk about Sherman's March. He says to Steve, Steve, I'm sure you've heard about Sherman's March. And Steve goes, I have. And I went, I have not.
I have not either.
I did not know.
It was
I do not know much about war. I don't understand it. I don't get it. You explain stuff to me. I have no idea what you're talking about. I can't even keep track of what side's what. So I just, none of that is.
I feel like Michael, he's been waiting his whole life for this interview.
To be on the Dead Files and talk about this.
Because he's like, now, Steve, buddy, I'm sure you've heard of Sherman's March. And Steve was like, fuck yeah, I have. Michael's
and
like,
he's inside like a little girl going, ooh.
I know. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God. First, I talked about Joshua Harris, how he's buried right here. And now Sherman's March? Does this day get any better?
Like, can you blame him? He's a Civil War expert. He probably doesn't have a lot of fun things going on in his life every day.
No, but he just cracked me up. Like, he was so, I love his passion. Like, this is clearly his passion.
Absolutely.
And he followed those dreams and God bless him for it. But he was like, Sherman's March. I'm sure you've heard of it.
I mean,
if I had a nickel for every time someone talked about Sherman's March, I'd retired years ago.
That would be like you and I talking to somebody who doesn't have TikTok and being like, you know that person on TikTok.
Yeah.
You know.
Like Selena
You know,
Elise Spooky
Myers.
Bear?
Yeah. Selena Spooky Bear.
I love her. Yeah. And they're like, what's TikTok? And I'm like, it's like Sherman's March, but for phones.
Oh, God. All right.
Poor Michael.
So let's see what we got next. They do find Joshua Harris's name on a list of male citizens eligible to be called up to the service. And Megan, you had a good point. He was 55.
He was 55. Adjusted for inflation, he was like 90.
Yeah.
And they're like, we want you to cripple your way into the fucking battle. Just hang on, boys. I got my
just
cane.
Limp on in.
He's using his bayonet as a cane. Like, 55 was old back then.
Yeah, it was.
As I know from being back then. Like, it was old then.
Yeah, that's right.
Nobody dies here, so.
That might have been one of the 17 lives that you and I shared in the past.
It was probably.
We had 17 past lives together.
I hope we didn't own slaves together.
Oh, God, I hope not.
I hope not. I hate that for us.
We probably were slaves. That's why we're so empathetic about it now.
Seriously, a 55-year-old person, I don't feel like they would want that person in a battle. What are they going to do? I guess they'll be cannon fodder for the young kids to... They'll take the bullets while they reload. The young kids will run... I don't know how battle works.
I don't know either. Don't I? I'm just nodding because I have no idea.
Amy's like, yeah, no, I...
Mm-hmm, that's it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Nailed it. That's Nailed exactly it. How battles go, fighting. Yep.
So Amy then talks about we're doing the sketch now.
Yep.
And Amy talks about, I've seen several dead people during my walk. But the dark thing surrounding the living girl's bed has me the most concerned. Those are the ones that she mentioned that look like kids.
It would have me concerned too, Amy. So we're
very much so. Yes.
Same place. Same page.
Yep. And then, we have to put the bingo on the bingo card.
I did,
Childlike
because
spirit.
She's like same shape as a child, which I don't like that phrasing.
Child-shaped thing.
I don't like it because most people would say a child spirit. And she's like, it's shaped like a child, which means it's not
it's not a child spirit.
We find
out what it is. We're about to find out. You already know because I've said it 5 times. But anywho.
Way to spoil it, Amy.
Yeah. I'm not about surprises. So here we are at the reveal.
Yep.
And
everyone's here except the son.
The son. The child is there.
The child.
Mom and
Jessica's
dad are there.
Yeah. The son.
Well, to be honest, the kid didn't have that much stuff going on with him that, that was that important. And we've talked to clients before who have, I don't know if it's Steve or the producers, probably the producers, but Steve's a producer, who decides who's going to sit at the table, who's going to be in the reveal. And I remember talking to somebody, and I don't remember which one it was, and they were like, we were really surprised that they didn't have so-and-so in the reveal with us. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, I understand why Hunter wasn't here. He wasn't, like you said, he didn't have a ton of experiences.
Right.
He's just
And we had to have Jessica there because she was getting... the brunt of it.
And she's a child. It's like that old Vine, which is old TikTok, where it's the guy, it's a group of people and they're like, and what's worse than a rapist? And underneath it's a child. And the guy in back goes, a child.
I don't get it. I've never seen that. Okay. Vines, you say.
Vines, yes. Those are the...
I think I downloaded that and I turned it on and I went, what the fuck is this? And then... uninstalled it. Yeah. And then it didn't last very long after that either.
It didn't, no. But anyways.
But now we have TikTok, so we're all good.
For those who get it, I hope you're laughing with me.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody is.
I hope
Probably
so.
Shannon. She gets all of our jokes and laughs at everything.
Thank you, Shannon.
She's always like, oh, I love that show you guys are talking about. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. She's one of our patrons. And she comments on when I post the things. And I'm always like, every once in a while, I'm like, someone will get this. It'll probably be Shannon.
It's Shannon. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to Shannon.
Shout out, Shannon. Thank you for laughing at my jokes.
That's right.
And getting the rapist fine.
Yeah. Even if you didn't, just pretend like you did.
Just pretend. Just let me have this. Please don't take this from me.
So then Steve does his, about Sherman's March, right? No, I don't think he did. He talked about a different battle.
He didn't, but.
It was a different battle.
Steve's like.
Oh, he was. Glad it was.
I'm glad I've got you all here because I want to talk to you about Lord and Savior, Sherman's March. And they were like, oh my God, we've already known him.
We absolutely love Sherman's March. All about this. We're
and
big fans.
And he was like, what? Tell me everything.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've heard of Sherman's March.
But that photo of the war, that was Sherman's March. But yeah, no, Steve,
that was
he's
Sherman's
like,
March.
He's like, you know, I want to tell you about this. He led the army. Sherman led the army, whatever. And then he shows the picture. Do you know about the battle? And Tammy says, no, no idea. I knew there was civil war activity around here, but we had no idea a battle took place. See?
Don't tell Steve, Michael.
Not everybody knows what Sherman's March is.
Don't tell Michael your crush's dreams.
No, don't tell the Civil War
he knows.
Expert.
He's
sad.
Like everybody who's anybody knows about Sherman's March.
That's right.
Whenever he has a party, he actually puts it on his invite.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm having this party. You can only come if you know about Sherman's March. And then he quizzes you when you get in the door.
Yeah. Questions when you get in, like a password.
Yeah.
At a speakeasy.
What was the name of the general? Sherman. Ah, that was an easy one.
Got that one.
Yeah. No, that. Yeah.
So anyway, then Amy talks about that spider thing. Luckily, that is not what she'd had drawn.
Thank God. Although,
but
what she
you know,
did
I'm
going to
ask
creepy,
my AI to do it. But we'll see what happens. Tammy says there's a presence in my room. I'll wake up. I know I'm immediately, and I'm being watched. That thing you said about him getting small and heading towards the floor. Jeff and I have recently talked about how we'll go in the bed, and it's almost like you're a kid. You pray for your feet to get close to the edge of the bed. And Jeff goes, 54 years old, I'm a grown man, and sometimes you feel like a kid running to jump in the bed. And I know we've talked about this before because it's come up with other clients, but like when you're a little kid and you're going up the stairs and they're like the light was just turned off and you're trying to run up and you're like, you just know that something's following you, that something's on your heels.
Yep.
Yep.
I don't, and now that we've know that, I mean, I bet there is.
Yeah. I always thought it was just my crazy imagination, but
no, I think it's our intuition.
Could be something. Yeah.
So here's where Jessica gets into, and you get a little bit more of a bond between them that used to be, because Amy talks about it and Jess says, when I look into his eyes, I can tell he's scared. And so they really talk about how close they were, and now he kind of like has withdrawn. The son has withdrawn and doesn't, you know, so.
And Steve says, yeah, one thing I know about the property, earliest owners all had slaves. So, yeah, that's where we got that. And then he talks about James. James is the brother, one of the brothers. James and Franklin are the brothers. And then Joshua, the father. And
who's actually buried right on the property. You could throw a stone and hit him. Yep. That's how fucking you all know that Joshua Harris was buried here. He was in Sherman's March.
Right here on the property. Amy Allen says, oh my God.
Yeah.
You'll probably throw a rock. How far he is from here.
Yeah. He's right there. Go dig up his bones. She said, you'll find him.
Yeah.
Use his skull as a centerpiece.
So, yeah, we figure out that's what the people there that Amy sees. And she talks about those people. And Steve says to Jessica, so is what she's saying make any sense to you? And Jessica goes, she's nailing it. That's exactly how I feel all the time. Yep. So then they talk about her sleepwalking. And then Jessica says that when she was younger, there was just minor stuff like the doors being pulled out. She remembers that her whole life. So if this is a PK thing, that is something she's doing and she doesn't realize she's doing it. That's weird that she would have been doing that her whole life. Usually that starts when they're teenagers, right?
And it's weird that that Amy wouldn't have touched on it. So I don't think it's PK.
Maybe it's not. Maybe
I don't
not.
Think it is, because Amy usually, because she's very she much about educating people, and like you can either embrace it or you don't have to, but you have, you know, so I don't think it was PK.
Maybe not. Yeah. Because if she's been having it her whole life, maybe she's not doing it.
And Amy usually says that in the walk.
Yeah.
Like she'll be like, ooh, somebody here has PK.
Yeah, she can
abilities.
Usually sense that it's a living person doing it. Yeah. Yeah, this is when Amy then talks about those little children. They're all little black shadows, but solid. And I noted, like, Jessica's, like, face just lit up like, oh, my God. And then Amy says, I saw that one was grabbing you by your feet and the other one by your head. It had its hands over your mouth. And they show the dad, and he is so distraught that I seriously almost started crying. I felt so bad for him.
Yeah.
And then Steve says, oh yeah, she feels like she's being spooned in bed, and Amy gasped.
Yeah, like I'm like, it is never good when Amy, because she literally was like
yeah,
it wasn't like a short inhale of breath where she was like she was like
yeah,
like, it was a huge gasp.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
Steve's like, you gasped.
Yeah. And she says, well, that's what happened to me the second night after the walk, which means she did more than one night. She had at least mm-hmm. two nights of walks. Mm-hmm. She said, I was in my bed. I felt someone from behind holding me, and it felt very uncomfortable and inappropriate. And I believe it's the old man. I think he's kind of a predator. So I'm thinking, if that thing followed Amy back to her hotel, mm-hmm. do you think it came back to the house after that? Or do you think it stayed with Amy? Or do you think she sent it packing?
I would think it stayed with the house because it's protective of the house.
That's true. Trying to scare Amy.
It probably was just trying to scare her from coming back because she mentioned so many times how it was protective of the house, of that mm-hmm. space it wanted. So that's my guess, is it was probably like, if you come back again, like I can follow you, I'll do it again.
Yeah. Just the threatening thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's probably true.
Yeah.
So then we see the sketch, which is Jessica laying in her bed and these little black people, children-sized, mm-hmm. children-shaped
yeah, gross.
Things around her, with one of them putting a hand over her mouth.
But
it's
the
pretty
two
creepy.
At the end of the bed have facial features. The one at the top of the bed doesn't. It's just black.
And it looks like it doesn't have hair or clothing or anything. And the other one looks like the little girl's wearing a hat.
It's like
looks like a little girl and little boy, maybe.
Yeah, it looks almost like how, like in the 50s, little girls wore like a pea coat with a matching hat. Mm-hmm. That's what it looks like. Very like five, six-year-old little girl.
Mm-hmm.
I hate how the artist colored everything in black except the shadow.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It makes it creepier.
It is creepy. It looks almost like, you know, I've seen that technique done where like they put, because it's charcoal, where mm-hmm. they put like charcoal over thing and then they scrape it off. So that it looks like there's white lines in it. So the charcoal's all over everything and then they scrape to get the white lines.
And what they scrape is the actual picture.
It's the paper underneath. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It could be that, or it could just be white charcoal over black charcoal, but it's creepy. It's a creepy.
I don't like it.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy. So Amy decides that they focus on the dead individuals in the house. Obviously the older man needs to go. Mm-hmm. So I would like you to bring in an older male medium that has a lot of confidence and they'll be able to get them out. And then once the medium moves on, the older man and his son, I want you to take tar water and put it over all the windowsills in all of the doorways. And that should keep the dead out from now on. And then she says, even though there's no dead here anymore, you might still have experiences.
Dun, dun, dun.
And
Steve goes, what do you mean? What do you mean, Amy?
What do you mean? He was doing his Jennifer Lawrence. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
She's eating hot wings. What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do you mean? I think I'm going to die. She was so good on hot ones.
I know. I love her.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Why are you doing that?
So then Amy says, well, I'm saying that if there's a possibility of aliens, because that thing I saw was not a dead thing and not a demon. It was something visiting and taking you and your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, personally, I have a lot of issues with this because when I looked and did my own research in this area and I went,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
then she said, it was something that I could not discuss. And I'm like, girl, you can't say that sentence. Like, first of all, we've never known that you do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to know more about that. Mm-hmm. Also, you can't say I heard something really, really awful, but I can't tell you.
She didn't. She said it was something that I couldn't not discuss. She's saying
I missed that. Yeah. I thought she was saying she couldn't discuss it. And
fucking
I'm like,
double negatives. I fucking hate them. I even said that earlier.
Because Steve used it, but he used it when he meant that. I mean, you know what I mean?
She couldn't.
I just didn't notice that she said mm-hmm. couldn't not discuss.
Yeah.
I thought she was saying like they wouldn't let her speak about it. Because she didn't really speak that much about it. Or at least not that saw. I'm sure.
Yeah. She went into
She probably detail. Did. And then Steve says, let me get this straight. You're telling me she's being abducted, her and her brother?
Her brother.
But the closed captions said that she's being abducted by an umbrella? Because it
didn't.
Because his accent. And I almost left it in there.
Her and her brother?
Her and her brother? Yeah, her umbrella.
Hello, mother. Hello,
she's being abducted by an umbrella.
Can they do that? It's It's like, I just need you to keep me dry. Don't take me anywhere.
Yeah, I don't want to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. So Steve says, well, are they going to be able to put a stop to this? And she's like, no, they just kind of have to manage it. Keep a journal, write shit down. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be something that happens on a regular basis. You can live with it. And she says what I wish every client would say when they sit down with Amy. I have no choice to believe what Amy tells me and do what she tells me to do. Yes. Thank you, Jessica.
But how many have said they're going to do it and they don't do it? So even when they say what we want them to do, they don't always do it.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But in this case, they did. Amy says, I wish I had better news for them, but I think, you know, with the help and doing this, they'll be okay. And then when I freaked out because there was no end cards, I had to go to Hulu and look, and it says, mm-hmm. Jeff and Tammy followed Amy's advice. Activity has come to a complete stop.
Good for them.
Yeah. Good. All right. So, Megan, what are we doing next week?
We are doing season 1, episode 15, Pandora's Box. It was my pick. Very scientific. I was like, oh, Pandora? Okay, we'll do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we know if it's a home or a business?
I believe it's a home. I believe it's a private residence.
Okay. Cool.
So,
all right.
Back to season 1.
So, everybody watch that and look up. So, season 1, we're going back. Mm-hmm.
We're going way back.
All right.
We're
going
back. Yes.
All right. So, well, thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks for joining. We missed you.
We hope you like that one.
We'll talk to you later, everyone.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Activity Continues podcast. We really appreciate you giving us your ears for a bit. Please feel free to drop us a note and say hi. And join us next time when the activity continues.
Nailed it.
The Activity Continues is produced by me, Amy, at Collected Sounds Media, and is part of the independent Collected Sounds Podcast Network.
This is just a disclaimer and sort of warning about this podcast. The Activity Continues podcast is in no way affiliated with The Dead Files, its production company, or any of its distributors. We are simply fans that love the show and love to talk about it and dissect it and yes, make fun of it, but we do love it. And all of the opinions expressed herein are ours alone and have nothing to do with The Dead Files or any of its cast, crew, production, or distributors. And we swear. Enjoy.